Hey friend, welcome back to the Vision Driven Health Podcast, your go-to podcast on how to create healthy habits that last in partnership with God. Do you find yourself barely able to keep your eyes open in the mid-morning, after lunch, or even when you're trying to just get out of bed? Are you frequently talking about how exhausted you feel to your friends? Maybe you're starting to get a little concerned about how much caffeine you need to consume just to function because you always feel so tired. If that's you, today's episode is for you. I'm getting into some of the biggest culprits behind exhaustion and also offering some proven tips for increasing energy naturally. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. As a reminder, the Vision Driven Health Podcast is under the umbrella of Mabel Health Incorporated. The content on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended for medical advice. It does not take the place of medical advice or treatment from a physician. Listeners should consult their own doctor or a qualified healthcare professional for specific health concerns and questions. At the time this episode releases, we are 3 weeks away from the start of my next cohort for the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. But let me just say, I am really looking for a specific kind of participant for this round. I'm looking for the kind of person who is willing to do what it takes to be healthy and well. They're not looking for the quick fix. They want a lifestyle change. And most importantly, they want to partner with God in all of it and to make choices aligned with His vision and His design. I've got one client who just wrapped up her 6 weeks in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy who is totally that person. And she said, "Hi, Robin. So how about the fact that I've lost 14 pounds now at the end of the 6 weeks? This whole experience has been life-changing. I feel like I never knew how to eat when talking about eating for your macros. I learned so much. It's been incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is coming from the girl who couldn't lose a pound and was only gaining weight. Sincerely yours, Heather." Wow. Now, I just said on a previous episode, it's common to drop a lot of weight out the gate, sometimes 2 to 5 pounds in one week, but then you even out and it's more like a 1 to 2 pound loss. She had that kind of weight loss, and while that's not guaranteed for everyone, what is certain is that in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, you will have the opportunity to learn life-changing information and to be a part of a life-giving community. You can secure your spot for the next cohort starting May 13th at visiondrivenhealth.com/course. I hear this often. People will say, "Man, I'm just always so tired. My energy just seems to get worse as I age. There's that mid-morning slump, the afternoon drag, struggling to focus on something, and maybe it's even something really important, but even still you can't because it's so difficult to keep your eyes open." Energy is one of our most valuable resources. When we don't actually feel like we have the capacity to do our daily tasks because we're so tired, it can be really frustrating and discouraging. And depending on how exhausted you feel, maybe it's even a little bit concerning. Oftentimes, though, we just kind of think, "Oh, well, I guess it's just how it is. We expect to have to drink coffee in the morning, noon, and sometimes night just to survive the day. I remember I was in a similar place when I was in seminary, and I would look very much forward to my morning latte, the midday refill, and then I'd always have some kind of caffeine beverage for my night class. And, you know, I was super busy with the ministry that I was leading and my classes and my homework. And the thing was, all of those things required me to be focused. I had a lot of reading I had to do. I had a lot of writing I needed to do. And so I didn't feel like I had the option to not have energy. And so, of course, caffeine played a big role in that. And I remember sleeping decently at night, but I do remember dragging throughout many of my days. Now, what I didn't expect, fast forward 5-7 years, how little sleep I would get during the first few months of having each of my babies. But here is the crazy thing. I was more tired in my early 20s in grad school, drinking coffee all day, than I was in my early 30s, waking up every 3 hours at night to feed my baby. And friend, I didn't drink any coffee when I had my newborns. In fact, I still hardly drink any coffee. I might have a latte once a week, every other week here or there. I might do some mushroom coffee when I travel because I like having an instant coffee option. But by and large, I just drink water with electrolytes. But of course, having low energy is so much more than having to stay up for grad school homework or being kept awake by a hungry newborn. There's a lot that goes into whether or not we have energy. And today, I've got 7 things that drain your energy, and I've got solutions for you for each. Now, my first reason I'm going to give to you isn't revolutionary. You might be exhausted because you just aren't getting quality sleep. Shocker. Which you're like, tell me something I don't know. But let's just talk about why you might not be getting quality sleep. You might be overwhelmed and stressed. That, I'm going to talk a little bit more about, can play a major role in your quality of sleep. Maybe you're going through a difficult time. Your mind's constantly trying to create a resolution to what you're going through. Maybe your nutrition is off. You might be dealing with the negative effects of caffeine. You might not have a consistent sleep schedule. Your hormones could be out of balance because, which often is a result of being stressed out, having your nutrition off, and dealing with maybe even some adrenal fatigue for artificial energy stimulation from caffeine, energy drinks, etc. Any of these can be factors for your sleep. I'm going to address some of those, like I said, in more detail in a moment, but a few really effective habits that you can try for better sleep are, 1, go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time. You can actually program your body to stick to a sleep schedule. So when that time comes after you kind of like program yourself, you'll start to get tired leading up to when you're supposed to fall asleep. Your body will naturally sleep for that time and it'll naturally wake up. Even with some people can do it once you program yourself, are able to wake up without an alarm clock. Next tip is don't consume any caffeine after 2 p.m. I know a lot of people say like, oh, it doesn't affect me. I still fall asleep. You might fall asleep, but that doesn't mean that your sleep quality isn't being impacted. Because there are different levels of sleep quality, even if you're actually asleep. Hopefully that makes sense. So 2 p.m., if you consume caffeine after 2 p.m., research has shown, even if you fall asleep, you can be robbing yourself of quality sleep and then wake up more tired and then feel like you need more coffee. Next tip is to journal and pray before bed. This, I think, is really big, especially if you're super stressed or if you're going through a hard time, because your brain is designed to try to resolve whatever is bothering you. And so to become more aware of what you're thinking and feeling and to be able to put that on paper and to really just lay that before the Lord, I would encourage you to write it in such a way that you're writing a prayer to God and letting Him know what you're thinking and feeling. And basically before you go to bed, say, God, I'm putting this at your feet. And I'm about to go to sleep. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you with all of this so that I can rest and know that He does. You can trust Him and you can rest with Him as your Lord and Savior. The next thing is to get off any screens, your phone, laptop, TV, an hour before bed. I know this is difficult for all of us. I know it's difficult for me, you know, but the thing is, if you're struggling to fall asleep, it could be because your circadian rhythm is off, which part of that could be you just have an awkward sleep schedule. But the blue light from your phone, from your laptop, from all these things, it actually tells your body that particular light spectrum. It tells your body it's morning or the middle of the day. And so then your body thinks like, oh, well, it's not time to go to sleep. And it can really impact whether or not, again, you're able to fall asleep or your quality of sleep. So that's the number one reason why you might be exhausted. And these aren't necessarily in order of greatest to least, but that's my first one for you. The second reason you might be exhausted during the day is because you aren't getting proper nutrients. I'm going to spend the most time breaking this one down and then another one that's related to it. Now, having a lack of nutrition can happen in a variety of ways. We're going to focus on three different ways. The first way is that you just aren't eating enough. My husband had this crazy, horrible experience when we did a 30-day raw vegan challenge. I do not recommend doing that at all. 9 days into that challenge, his body literally went into some kind of hyper survival mode and he could not sleep and he had insane panic attacks. It took us probably a good 24 to 48 hours to realize it was because of the raw vegan diet, which at the time I was not trained in all the things that I am and I wish I was to help him because it was horrible. But I'm telling you, what you eat and how much you eat directly impacts your body. And when your body is not getting the nourishment that it needs, it will respond. That was actually a God created design for my husband or for all of our bodies, but of saying like, hey dude, you really need to eat some protein. You got to eat more than leaves and whatnot, right? And my husband, he's 6'5". He's 260 pounds of largely muscle. He can't live off of zucchini noodles and cashew sauce dishes. His body was screaming at him, you need to do something different. So that's from a macro and caloric standpoint. And the reality was he was just not getting enough. Now that might resonate with you as well if you're someone who struggles with anxiety. An important fact to know is that every chemical that is in your brain that affects your mood is also exists in your gut. In fact, the gut, which the gut comprises your intestine, small, large, stomach, etc. Your whole body has a microbiome, but then your gut is the microbiome that exists for your digestive system. And this system is often referred to as the second brain. What we eat directly impacts our brain chemicals and in turn, the quality of your sleep and whether or not you have energy. But again, you might be hearing that and thinking, oh my gosh, that might be affecting my anxiety or my depression. And the answer probably is, it very well could be. Now, another way that nutrition affects your energy is on the micro level. So that's more on the macro level, right? But you also want to make sure that you're eating a nutrient-dense diet that ensures you're getting all the nutrients you need. Particularly if you're concerned about energy, you want to make sure you're getting B vitamins because those are the powerhouse vitamins for energy. And the primary sources of B vitamins are animal products, meat, fish, especially salmon, eggs, and quality dairy. You can also get B vitamins from leafy greens and legumes. However, the animal-based products provide more bioavailable nutrients and you can get higher quantities of B vitamins in animal products without having to eat as much food. Whereas with the plants, you'd have to consume quite a bit in order to get the portions of those B vitamins that you need. Another way to get in those micronutrients is to use quality supplements. I take a variety of supplements every day, and I have been for the last 9 years. I think it does matter what you take. I don't think you can just go to any store and buy whatever multivitamin on the shelf. The quality of the ingredients, the bioavailability of the ingredients, which has to do with how well the nutrients are absorbed by your body. Because if they aren't absorbed, then what's the point? And then the quantities of each nutrient and how they're paired together with other nutrients matters a ton because certain nutrients, if they're not vitamins, minerals, etc., they're not paired well, one could be depriving you of the other, or you might not be able to absorb the other because there's too much of one. And so you want to make sure you're purchasing from a company that knows what they're doing with that formula. I personally trust a company named Thorne Research. They are a top supplier for naturopathic and functional medicine doctors. Their products are thoroughly tested and they are very high quality. Their prenatal is one of the highest rated options on the market, and I have been taking it for the last 4 years. You can get a 20% discount on any of their products by going to visiondrivenhealth.com/thorn, or you can just use the link in the show notes. Okay. The third reason your energy might be low, like I said, also has to do with nutrition. We're going to go over three things. So the one was the macronutrients. Number two was the micronutrients. Number three, it's possible you're exhausted because your blood sugar is constantly being spiked. When you consume a high glycemic diet, meaning you are eating foods that spike your blood sugar significantly, you create a crash on the other side of that spike. Most Americans, I know we've got a lot of listeners from all over. Bless you. I'm so glad you're listening. You can be grateful, hopefully, that you don't have the same kind of food dynamic that we do. But most Americans are on the high glycemic roller coaster. Breakfast begins with a muffin, scone, or bagel, or maybe even some cereal that's paired with a sugary coffee beverage or orange juice. Gosh, I remember as a kid seeing all the commercials for all the cereals that I did eat, and you'd see, you know, at the very end of the commercial, be like, part of a balanced breakfast. And you'd see the cereal bowl next to an orange juice, next to some toast, which are all extremely high glycemic foods. The only thing that provides any kind of maybe sort of kind of protein or healthy fat comes from the milk that you put in the cereal. That is a horrible way to start your morning and your breakfast. Talk about a blood sugar spike. But that's just how we start the day. An hour or two later, our body diligently produces insulin to try to reduce that blood sugar spike because it's like, oh my gosh, this is way out of the range it's supposed to be. Then it sends our blood sugar way lower than it's supposed to go, which then causes cortisol, the stress and fat storage hormone, to be produced, which also causes us to feel lethargic, hungry, and often irritable. Then that mid-morning, we reach for some kind of snack. Maybe it's chips or the donut someone brought into the office. Maybe it's the crackers your kid didn't eat. And then we have another blood sugar spike. The same thing happens when we have that turkey sandwich for lunch that's mostly bread. Then you have the French fries. All of that spikes your blood sugar like crazy. Then you have that mid-afternoon slump where you're struggling to keep your eyes open. Maybe you get your second or third cup of coffee at that point. Then you have another high glycemic snack. Maybe some pretzels or a sugary granola bar that you think is healthy, but it's actually spiking your blood sugar. And then that leaves you exhausted on your drive home. Dinner then resembles the same pattern, and by the time you get to bed, you have sent your body on a wild ride that drains your energy and leaves you undernourished and creates inflammation. If we compound that pattern for days, weeks, months, or even years, this is why we have a problem with lifestyle-induced chronic disease in the Western world, especially the U.S. Now, I don't tell you this whole scenario if you're like, oh my gosh, that's what I do, or I had no idea. I'm not telling you this to shame you at all. I want you to know why you're feeling so tired so that you can do something about it. I know you're doing your best, and I imagine you've got a lot going on, and having to think through all of these different things can also add to your stress and overwhelm. So I have two very simple things I want you to take note of. If you're taking notes or you want to make a mental note right now, these are two things that are going to make a big difference. Number one, cook as much food as you can at home. Even if you're like, well, I don't know if it's healthier, if I should eat this or that. Set that aside for now. I would just say whatever you like to eat, cook it at home. That's going to make a big difference in eliminating a lot of the toxins and things that processed elements that can cause you to feel more exhausted on the other side. Number two, if you do want to know more of what to eat, try to eat as much whole food as you can. Single ingredient stuff, meat, vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds. It's when we start to consume too much of the processed stuff that really adds a salt to injury when we're struggling with feeling tired or exhausted. And friend, I know I mentioned it earlier in this episode, the Healthy Weight Loss Academy's next cohort begins May 13th. You can secure your spot and plan to get support on the nitty gritty elements of how to eat well to fuel a healthy body with energy while losing weight the healthy way, all in partnership with God. So again, you can go to visiondrivenhealth.com/course for that. But otherwise, so far we have addressed three reasons why your energy is low. A lot of them have to do with your nutrition. So I've got four more for you, and I'm going to start to go a little bit faster on these tips, but I do focus a lot on the nutrition because I know how big that is. But number four is you might be exhausted because you are not hydrated. Being hydrated is a core element of being well. We are designed to run on nourishing food and adequate hydration. It's like trying to drive a car without gasoline or oil in the engine if we aren't getting enough hydration. It just doesn't work. So many people will drink hardly even 20 ounces of a day. They'll be like, oh, I finished my water bottle. I'm like, well, how big is your water bottle? That's not enough. Friend, make water what you drink more than caffeine, more than energy drinks, more than juice or any other liquid. When you aren't hydrated, you are depriving your cells, the elements that comprise your body and its functions, from essential support. Generally, you want to drink about half your body weight in ounces of water, or at least 100 ounces. And I cannot recommend enough taking quality electrolytes. Your cells require electrolytes to function optimally. This impacts your muscles, your hormones, every function in your body. And it's actually possible to drink too much water and deplete yourself of electrolytes. So it's not just the water. You do want to make sure you're getting electrolytes. I personally take LMNT electrolytes every single day. I've actually noticed a significant difference in my energy and hydration as a result of taking it. I guess it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a sad thing, but I definitely feel it if I don't take them in a given day. I started taking them more consistently during my second pregnancy, and I saw a big difference between my first and my second, just even with swelling in my feet and my energy, and I just haven't stopped. You can go to visiondrivenhealth.com/LMNT or use the link in the show notes, and I can actually get you a free sample with the purchase of a box if you would like to try those. The raspberry flavor is my favorite. And I actually, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard me talk about how much I love my bone broth hot chocolate. They have a chocolate flavor, actually multiple chocolate flavors, that I put into my bone broth hot chocolate. And oh my goodness, it creates that perfect sweet, savory goodness when I add that in. It's fantastic. So you can get that there. Number five reason why you might be tired is you could be over-caffeinated. Now, I already have alluded to the fact that caffeine might be posing a problem for you. And it was actually my husband who got me to consider drinking less coffee. I thought he was such a weirdo because he has never drank coffee. Like, he's tasted it and he's like, gross, I don't like it. And he just has never made it a thing for himself. But not only does he not drink coffee, he doesn't drink any energy drinks either. He used to play in the NFL, and as a professional athlete, he wanted to be in tune with his body. He finds it really unsettling to take something that makes himself feel artificially energized instead of actually knowing what's going on with his body. And now he's far removed from his football career, but he works 60 to 70 hours a week, and he doesn't always get a good night's sleep. We still have little guys who wake up in the middle of the night, but he usually has good energy. And again, he doesn't drink any coffee. He doesn't do any energy drinks. And I think it's just important to hear. I share that because I think it's important to know what your body is actually feeling. I know it's not comfortable to be tired, but instead of trying to just make ourselves not tired, it's better to figure out why we feel tired and to change that so we can actually address it in a core root way and create ultimate health for ourselves. Now, I will say coffee can have great health benefits. For those of you who are like, wait a second, Robin, like, I know there's antioxidants in there and this kind has this or that or whatever. I'm not going to argue with you on that. You do want to make sure that you get a quality kind of coffee. And I will say too, if you're having a cup a day in the morning, that's not typically going to be what's going to mess you up. However, if you find yourself having more than 400 milligrams of coffee a day, you may be impacting your health in a negative way. So some ways coffee can zap your energy are, one, it can increase anxiety by causing you to feel jittery. It can negatively impact your sleep, like I mentioned earlier when I said to stop drinking coffee at 2 p.m., right? It also can cause a buildup of what's called adenosine, which is a hormone that kind of helps tell you when you're sleepy or not. And so when the caffeine wears off, because what caffeine does is it blocks that hormone. So that's why you don't feel tired after you drink coffee, because it's basically blocking your body from telling you, hey, your body's exhausted, you should rest or do something different. And so then when the caffeine wears out, then that buildup of adenosine and in a sin. Yes. it's released. And so then you feel extra tired. And you likely haven't given yourself the rest you need to not be tired because that's been blocked. Coffee can also dehydrate you because it functions as a diuretic, which, as we already talked about, can cause you to feel more fatigued. So I'm not saying don't ever have coffee, but you actually may be surprised how little you need it when you get your hydration and nutrition on point. Number six, the reason why you might be tired is that you are too sedentary. Now, believe it or not, even though exercise requires energy and most of us feel too tired to get up in the morning to do it, it returns energy back to you. There's a lot of research that shows the benefits of exercise specifically for increasing energy. When we're sitting most of the day, we're missing out on experiencing God's design for us. We're supposed to move throughout the day, not just, and I've talked about this before, you don't want to be an active couch potato where you go for a walk or you do a workout, but then the rest of the day you're still mostly sedentary. You want to figure out how you can get up and move around throughout the day. Some ways exercise does this or increases your energy is by increasing your endorphins, which are neurochemicals or hormones, which when released help relieve pain, they reduce stress, and they boost your overall sense of well-being, which you can imagine pain, stress, overall sense of well-being affects how energized you feel. Another way exercise supports your energy capacity is by boosting heart health. We know that aerobic exercise is beneficial to the heart, and that is also very big for being able to have more energy throughout the day. Exercising has also been known to improve sleep, which I've talked a lot about this already in this episode. If we can improve sleep, then we're going to be making a great impact on your waking hours. And lastly, exercise has been shown to sharpen your focus, which if you're feeling too tired to focus, that's great to know. Most studies tout the benefits of aerobic exercise, but as a general consensus, finding any kind of movement that you'll do consistently is key. So finally, the seventh reason why you may be feeling exhausted is you're totally stressed out. I know I've already touched on this multiple times in this episode, but I do want it to be its own standalone reason that gets attention because stress can be one of the primary reasons you feel tired, sick, and sick of feeling sick and tired. You can be eating well, hydrating, and exercising, but if you're stressed out of your mind, your health will take a toll. The good thing is, eating well, hydrating, and exercise does help you manage the stress and reduce the effects of stress. But sometimes we're just in an inevitably more challenging season, and it's just so important that we do what we can to navigate it gracefully. Stress is one of those things that hits us in every sense of our being. It affects you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And because of that, it's so important to address it from all of those angles. Like I mentioned earlier, doing the journaling, that helps from a spiritual, mental standpoint. Again, addressing your nutrition and your exercise and your hydration, that affects and helps support it from a physical standpoint. And, you know, whatever is causing your stress, whether that's needing a mindset shift or you need to bring in some help or change some of your circumstances, it is 100% worth it for what it's doing to your body and your energy. With that said, to recap the seven reasons you might be tired and exhausted. Number one is you aren't getting quality sleep. Number two is you aren't getting proper nutrients on a macro or micro level. Number three reason could be that your blood sugar is on a roller coaster. The number four reason is that you are dehydrated. The number five reason could be that you're over-caffeinated. Number six, that you might be too sedentary. And number seven is that you could be too stressed. And so as I already talked about different ways that you can improve your sleep, how you can make sure you're getting proper nutrients on both a macro and micro level, how you can better balance your blood sugar, how you can make sure you're hydrated, how you can try to start to reduce caffeine, how you can make sure to get your movement in, and then also to address your stress. I hope that this has helped you to consider why you might be feeling stressed, but why you might be feeling so tired and exhausted and what you can begin to do to change that for yourself. So my encouragement to you today is to pick 2 to 3 of these to focus on this upcoming week and pray and ask the Lord to lead you and guide you and see how your energy feels by the end of the week. And before you go, don't forget to check out the show notes for the links to the supplements or electrolytes if you want that. And then lastly, I do hope to see you in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. Again, the next cohort starts May 13th, and it would be so awesome to have you in there. Until next time, friend. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week. Again, the Vision Driven Health Podcast is under the umbrella of Made Well Health Incorporated. The content on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended for medical advice. It does not take the place of medical advice or treatment from a physician. Listeners should consult their own doctor or a qualified healthcare professional for specific health concerns and questions.